U.S. Navy Vietnam veteran. She has been involved with gay and lesbian communities since 1964. So even before Stonewall, she was already doing advocacy and activism for transgender rights. How about that? Let's hear it. Come on. She's also been doing work to raise money for people living with HIV and AIDS. She has made more than 80 AIDS memorial quilts. And she's also one of the original Screaming Queens, which is a documentary that was made sometime in the early 90s about the Jean Compton's riot cafeteria.
1966 Jean Compton riot.
Definitely.
Yeah, before Stonewall.
So there's history in the make. She has been a volunteer and a fundraiser since 1987 for the LGBT community, and she also is a performer. She performs at Aunt Charlie's Lounge with the Hatbox Girls. And Felicia has a message for all of you out there, all the youth out there. It's time for you to take over, okay? So take it to her. So let me introduce Miss Felicia Alvarado Elizondo. Let's hear it for her.
Felicia Flames.
Hello, San Francisco. I'm gonna be 64 next month. That's why I wear my glasses, okay? I will take a minute over on behalf of Tamara Ching. She couldn't be here today. I am a screaming queen, a pioneer, a legend, an icon, diva, and 100% transsexual woman. Give a senior 5 minutes and we will take an hour, but today I will follow the rules of 5 minutes. What advice can I give you all, girls, men, boys, and whatever you feel you are? To me, queer was a horrible word. It was a degrading word, and it hurt a lot of people, and people were killed because of being queer, fruit, faggot, and sissy. In order to understand my feelings of how horrible those words were, and they are to this day, you have to look at our history and what we went through. Believe me, you don't know how good you have it, but you have to read our history and see what we went through to where we are today. I am in a new generation of transgender people. In my generation, transgender was before surgery, and transsexuals were after surgery. And now we have an umbrella of all kinds of genders that we are. I am confused, but I have been there, done that, and now I go through with the flow of things. Now you are the generation of transgender people. You need to unite so we can have power in whatever we feel is right. Our parade should be named TGLB Pride. Because in 1966, we made a mark and we were forgotten. Our first pride, where transgender marched 40 years ago, the people threw food at them. Vicky Marlene, who is now 74, told me that story, and now look at where we are today. They were told, "What are you doing in our parade? We have gone a long way, so be proud and strong with your head up high, because we are here to stay and transgenders unite." We, in our time, we didn't have the support you all have now. We were abandoned, we lost family, friends, we were beaten up, we were raped, and nobody gave a shit to what happened to us. We were trash. We were not worth living. A lot of us lost our lives because they thought we were sick people, we were mentally ill, and we didn't deserve to live. Some of us got electric shock treatments to go straight. And to this day, a lot of the gay and lesbian community doesn't understand us. We left a legacy in the Tenderloin area where the transgender and gay community started. It was the only place that we were accepted. We were a community. Gene Compton's cafeteria was the place to go. It was a community of transgender, gay hustlers, and lesbians. A lot of times they wouldn't give us jobs because we were too sissy looking. Yes, a lot of us turned to alcohol, drugs, prostitution to hide the pain and the hurt that we were going through. But it wasn't only transgender people that were doing it. It was gay men and boys that were selling themselves, and they did the same things we were doing, but for some reason, it was okay for gays to do it. We had to survive, so did they, but we got the bad rap. In the 60s, we were called hair fairies. We wore ratted hair, makeup, angora sweaters, skin-tight pants, and tennis shoes. I was a hair fairy until I decided I didn't want to be this way. So I joined the Navy. If the Navy didn't make me a man, nothing would. And as you see, it didn't. I did everything to change. I thought I was gay because I didn't know any better. I came back to San Francisco in 1966 with a blue dress, a wig, and I became a female impersonator prostitute. And we were harassed by people, police. They took us to jail for walking on the sidewalk and for female impersonation. We were tired and we fought back in 1966 at the Gene Compton's cafeteria riot. We have been forgotten if it wasn't for Susan Stryker with the documentary Screaming Queens, the 1966 riot at Gene Compton's cafeteria. She won an Emmy. In 1969, I moved to Chicago with a lover named Larry and I saw the Christine Jorgensen movie. I understood where I was going. I didn't know how I was going to get there, but I knew I had to be there. I moved back to San Jose and I went to San Francisco and a lot of things had changed. In 1971, I was working for Pacific Telephone in San Jose and joined a group at Chope Hospital called the Transgender Dysphoria Clinic by Dr. Donald Love, who was a doctor from Stanford University. On November 1974, I became Elena Nicole Montez. Blue Cross of California paid for my surgery. I have been married 9 times. I wanted to be loved and needed, and I got lost in trying so hard to find love. And the only person I should love is me. I found love within me. I grew up being that a woman was having a man by her side. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, it is okay to be wrong. And finally, find yourself. First, find yourself and then learn to love yourself. We are not taught to love ourselves. We have to learn to love ourselves. In 1987, I became HIV positive and I decided to start volunteering and became an emotional and practical support volunteer. I started to educate the gay and lesbian community about transgender people. I started being a transsexual drag queen to raise money for AIDS, and in 1987, continued to be a volunteer and fundraiser. I have raised thousands and thousands of dollars for the LGBT community. I have worked for the San Francisco AIDS Foundation, San Francisco Pride, Project Open Hand, Shanti, and the SF LGBT Community Center. I have been awarded a lot of awards. I didn't come to San Francisco to be famous or well-known. I came to San Francisco to die, but hard work is noticed. And I still perform at Aunt Charlie's Lounge in the Tenderloin and volunteer for Open House San Francisco, who is a senior housing. And the only person that would be there for me is Didi Ubeda and Michelle Acedo, who works for Open House. I am your history. You are our future. Thank you.
Let's hear it for Felicia.
Felicia Flames! I really appreciated that so much. We need to get our stories out there. Let them know that we're people and that we have a history.
Like I told you, she said the youth need to take over now because it's a lot of work. So take it to heart, please. You hear all the history. And I know you can do it. You can continue this history alive. Transgender history, that is.
The heroine story, very much. All right, we've got some musical entertainment for you folks. Are you ready?
Are you Woo! Ready?
Come on, let's hear it.
Let's hear it, this crowd is getting big. I wanna hear you.
All right, we've got quite the stud coming up. I like that. I like studs.
I like studs too.
All right. The person that we've got coming up is Joshua Clip, who is a transgender singer and dancer. His music has hit the Billboard charts and has been featured on Showtime's hit series, The L Word. His newest music video, Little Girl, was in this year's Frameline Film Festival. Joining him on the Transmart stage is his dance company, Free Play Dance Crew. For more information about Josh, visit joshuaclip2p's.com. Let's hear it for Joshua Clip. Woo!
All right, we actually have a surprise last minute special guest. Anyone heard of Coyote Grace? Never heard of Coyote Grace? Who's paying attention? Start paying attention because you're about to hear some amazing guitar playing. And some singing. I'm gonna do a little duet here, kind of a last minute thing with Joe Stevens of Coyote Grace. Let's see if we can heat things up a little bit. There we go. Can you guys hear that?
No.
Yeah, we gotta warm it up here.
Happy Pride, everybody!
Fish are jumping and the cotton inside.
That's right, dance with me. Give up a Stevens, Coyote Grace.
That's right.
I'm gonna plug him. CoyoteGrace.com. Check him out. No fooling, y'all. The real deal. Open for the Indigo Girls. Summertime. Who knows it? Who wants to sing it with me? And the living is easy.
So easy.
Fish are jumping.
Jumping
like. And the cotton is sad. Hi, 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 hi. Oh, your daddy's a ranch.
He's a
and your mind's so good looking.
Good looking, baby, she is my heart.
So much, little baby. Do you cry?
Oh, this morning.
What up this morning?
This morning, we're gonna rise up singing, baby.
You'll be jumping.
And our future is so good looking, babe.
Say it, Joe.
Oh, if Daddy and Mary standing by,
summertime.
Standing by,
summertime.
In this 2010 summertime.
Summertime. Joe Stevens, Coyote Grace. My name's Josh Clibb. All right. While Joe unplugs, we're gonna bring up some fabulous, beautiful dancers. My dance crew. Thanks, Joe. Joe Stevens, Coyote Grace. Yeah. We're gonna bring up my dance.
A little better. Thank you.
I'm really excited because we have somebody that took time out of his busy schedule to come here and say hello and give a big shout to our community, to the transgender, transsexual, non-gender conforming community.
Woo!
And I'm very happy that he's here. And I want us all to give him a very, very fabulous transgender welcome. Honey, welcome. Bevan Dafty, City Supervisor.
And his daughter, Sydney.
You want to say hey to Carlin?
Hi.
Sid knows Carlin well. So let me just briefly say I'm so thrilled to be here once again at the Trans March. Our family is a very trans-inclusive family, and I think that that's what makes us a very San Francisco family. And so I just want to say this has been a year in which we've seen the transgender community on the front pages as we battle for a vote for the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, and it is going to happen this year. We are going to get that vote, and we are going to change the way Washington is going. I want to thank the community-based leadership, because the mayor unfortunately cut the money for the Transgender Economic Empowerment Initiative and then he put it back in. Woo! So let's give it up for TEEI. Woo! But we have some fights ahead of us. I think many of you know that Ella had their funding cut this year, and I've been working closely with Alexandra, and we know that the city needs a continuum of transgender related services, and there is not enough, and we are the mecca for the transgender community, and our city needs to respond and provide accessibility, service, and support. And so I pledge to, in whatever role, I'm there, okay? Sydney, you wanna say anything?
Hi.
Okay, we are definitely a gender non-conforming family, and we will stick with it, okay? So So on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, I just want to acknowledge and congratulate the Trans March, and I certainly hope the trans community can make some history itself at the ballot box this year, okay? We're ready for it. Thank you so much.
Let's hear it for Bevan Duffy!
Thank you, Bevan. Thank you so very much.
Woo-hoo!
Let's give him a big applause, because he's a big supporter of our community. He fights for us. He goes to battle for us, so come on.
And Bevan's running for mayor in 2011.
Woo!
Girl, we have got more and more entertainment. Look at that beautiful certificate. Woo! What's it say here? Certificate of Honor, Board of Supervisors, City and County of San Francisco, 2010 Trans March!
Woo! Okay, my dear. Okay, so let's get moving. Our next performers, I'm very proud to talk about them because they're a fabulous, fabulous group of transgender youth women that do some amazing work in this city, for especially for transgender women of color. I let my dear Carlin introduce them.
I would be glad to, my dear. These lovely, lovely women to the side of the stage. I have seen them at Trans Thrive. Who knows about Trans Thrive?
Woo!
Woo! Up at 815 High, beautiful place, wonderful place for trans men and women. T-Lish, Transgender Ladies Initiating Sisterhood, is an empowerment intervention that has been adapted for transgender women of color. Lately, the program has spiced up the traditional way of promoting sex-positive messages while doing it with style. The young women have shared their message with various youth organizations all over the San Francisco Bay Area. The group has presented many youth-oriented events, such as the Glitter Ball, Club T-Lish, and collaborated with other youth-based organizations. T-Lish is also a noted collaborator in the Bay Area Ballroom Alliance. For more information, you can go to transthrive.org. Let's give it up for the ladies of T-Lish!
Come on, let's hear it for these women!
I ain't completed, you know why I'm gifted is, so go ahead and say what you Are you sure you can hear us, baby? We just wanted to take a moment. Thank you, you're hot too. We just wanted to take a moment to make sure that everyone here knows about our organization, T-Lish. We are a social group in the Bay Area for transgender young women focused on HIV prevention, because we all have beautiful lives that we can live as long as we stay safe.
Just for the record, my name is Sharmuta Spice.
And I'm Stank Booty Spice.
And just to let y'all know, I'm Soul Sister.
And I'm Mia, but motherfucking too much, y'all.
We just want to let you know that in T-Lish, which stands for Transgender Ladies Initiating Sisterhood, that every Wednesday we meet on 815 High Street in the second floor to have our core group meeting from 4:30 to 6:30. And it's all young transgender women ages 14 to 24 are welcome. We make decisions about how we want our program to be, how sickening we want our kickit spots to look, and all the different kinds of food and all the hot shit we're gonna do for the month. On Saturday at 5 p.m. We try it. 5:30? I'm sorry, I'm a little blonde today. Saturdays at 5:30. We have our T-Lish Lounge where everyone, transgender or in their ally, 14 to 24, is welcome to come and hang out, do workshops, watch movies, be students with me. I love you too. And last but not least, once a month at the core group time, which is Wednesdays afternoons, we have our bedtime stories group, which is where we get to talk about all the tricks and all the trades. So come by, young transgender women, and everyone else on Saturdays. Thanks for supporting.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for the gorgeous ladies of T-Lish.
That's right. They're so beautiful.
Beautiful ladies with an important message. Protect yourself. Protect yourself. Be safe. Be safe. We want you here next year and for many, many years to come.
Definitely. We need you. Remember what Felicia said. You take the lead from now on.
That's right. That's right. We want to be here for many years. And look at this gorgeous poster that we have. This incredibly graphically designed poster. And it is $5 to $10 suggested donation. Come on up here and buy one. They're gorgeous. They're a keepsake. Show it to your mother. Tell her where you were for Pride. By the way, happy Pride, everybody! Woo! All right, are we going to bring him up now, my dear?
Yes, we definitely. The house is full of VIPs, and they keep coming. So, that said, we're very honored to have State Senator Mark Leno come and speak to you.
A powerful and wonderful, consistent ally of our community, incredible statesman. He's here for us, people. Let's support him. Mark Leno! Woo! Woo!
Whoa! T-Lish is hot and delish. Good afternoon, San Francisco. This trans march rocks. This is our seventh trans march. It gets larger and better every year. We've come a long way. Imagine it was just, I think, around 1999 when on the Board of Supervisors we convened our first transgender civil rights implementation task force. And that task force convened, held hearings, reviewed some findings from some earlier hearings, and determined a top priority of the community was to provide equal access to the city's health plan for transgender employees here in San Francisco. We introduced a bill. We got 9 votes out of the 11 supervisors. We put it on Mayor Willie Brown's desk, and he signed it into law. And since then, private insurers have followed suit by removing the transgender exemption in healthcare coverage plans. We led the way here in San Francisco. A few years later, 2003, we got to the state assembly, and we thought it was about time we had an inclusive Employment Non-Discrimination Act here in California, because our Fair Employment and Housing Act only included sexual orientation. So we introduced a bill to include gender and gender identity. We moved it through both houses of the state legislature, first time ever, put it on Gray Davis's desk, and he signed it into law. And I have some good news to share with you this evening. You're all familiar with the Transgender Empowerment and Employment Initiative, TEEI. This is a program funded by the state and county, implemented by the Jewish Vocational Services for job training and job placement, because we know the unemployment rates among the transgender community are sky high, even in good times. And in the past year, through this program, TEEI, over 100 transgender men and women have been put to work here in San Francisco. But the money ran out. And so working with Bevin and others on the Board of Supervisors for the county to put in its share, we went to bat with the California Employment Development Department, and we just found out this evening that our request for $150,000 came through and the program's going to be saved. Yes, it's going to be saved. And so this year we've got a lot to celebrate. I am so proud of my great friend Teresa Sparks, who's running for district supervisor in District 6, and she's making history every step of the way. And our good friend Vicky Kolakowski is likely to become the first Superior Court judge from the transgender community in the county of Alameda. Making history every step of the way. Thank you for being here tonight. And where is our good friend Sam Davis? Somewhere out here. Sam Davis, stand up, take a bow. You have been so instrumental in keeping this transgender march growing every year. I know you're in your well-deserved retirement this year, but we wanted to thank you nonetheless. And of course, bringing us all together takes a little doing. So I brought a proclamation from the California State Senate thanking the Trans March 2010 production team and volunteers. And I'd like the team to come up so we can give them a big San Francisco hello and hug. Woo! These are the folks that put it all together for you tonight. So have a safe pride. As T-Lish reminded us, we got lives worthy of living and celebrating. Play and enjoy yourselves. Stay safe every step of the way. Thank you. Happy Pride. Woo!
State Senator Leno, we really want to thank you for all your advocacy over all the years. We super appreciate everything you've done for our community. You've given our community a voice in circles where we've never had it before. And we kind of think you rock. Really, point blank. Mark Leno, awesome. And we wanted to let you know that what we've been up to. So this past year, if you guys haven't heard, we've been working on a mission and a vision statement. And I'm gonna be super quick because I know you guys wanna see something more interesting, but here goes. So the mission of the San Francisco Trans March is to inspire all trans and gender nonconforming people to realize a world where we're safe, loved, and empowered. We strive to create a space for our diverse communities to unite and achieve the social justice and equality that each of us deserves. The San Francisco Trans March envisions a world based in safety and justice for all, regardless of gender identity or expression. This includes access to affordable and accessible and quality housing, access to free, culturally competent healthcare, safe, stable, and equal employment, access to quality education, families and communities who support, accept, and love us unconditionally. Leadership roles and representation in social justice services, organizations, and movements. An end to abuse, violence, and discrimination from authority figures such as police, immigration officials, and legislators. An end to abuse and neglect in prisons. An end to profiling such as that experienced by sex workers, formerly incarcerated people, trans women, and immigrants. And through the Trans March, our communities will have the opportunity to heal from multiple forms of trauma, violence, and oppression that we continue to face. So that's what we've been up to. And we hope that we've done you as proud as you've done us. Thank you.
I couldn't be more proud. You're strong, you're determined, you're committed, and your hearts are full of love. We can't lose. Thank you so much.
Thanks, all.
All right, let's hear it for State Senator Mark Leno and the Trans March team. Woo! He truly is a consistent advocate. He's there for us. It's so easy when you're marginalized to be distrustful of government, but we've got some advocates in the system, and Mark Leno is definitely one of them.
Definitely.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Woo! Let's give it up for him. Come on.
Woo! And the Trans March team, people working tirelessly. Alexandra and I get to be up here and be beautiful, but, you know, they work all year long putting this march together. Putting their mission together, publicizing it with beautiful posters such as this, and they do it for all of you with the love in their heart.